me. They're plucky, as I say. One thing, a lot of our kind of stories in the league and the game so far is it's been really topsy-turvy. The games have tended to be up and down, and we're behind and we're going front and we're behind and going front, and tonight was no different. But just me, listen, as I said, the lads coming up, it wasn't the absolute be-all and end-all tonight. It's brilliant to win it, but just the character again, and it's hard to describe. They're just they're a plucky group, and they just keep the head on it, and they keep trying to attack, and they keep trying to defend together, and they just keep going at it. And I suppose that lends to maybe the game a bit topsy-turvy and a bit bad for the heart, but they stood on it towards the end there.
Yeah, they showed a lot of character, because I suppose they were 5 points up coming up to half-time. Dundalk at the last two and half-time, then they get the first three after the break as well. But you just seem to be able to keep your noses in front for the most part.
I suppose we had played against a fairly stiffish enough breeze in the first half, and it kind of suited the way we maybe attacked. You thought maybe with the breeze at our backs towards the second half that things might kick on and we'd keep the noses in front, but as sometimes mostly is the case with football, it's very difficult to kind of keep pushing on when you wonder whether that's a psychological thing or a mentality thing. But Dundalk, really, when they went against the one, they kind of pushed back into the game, and they eventually took the lead, and I suppose it was on us to try and push back again, and the lads just kept trying to plug away and attack. Mistakes were happening. You thought maybe midway through the second all the mistakes were happening, the boys would drop the heads, and they go down the road with having maybe another good performance. It's a very good DKIT team, and just push on towards the trench. But no, they kept going for the juggler, and they kept going trying to attack, and they got the just rewards of a bit of luck in the end.
Yeah, I suppose when you score 3-14, it's a real team effort. But one man in particular probably stood out for his contribution in the last closing minutes, and that was John Campbell. He scored the crucial goal, and then he somehow got back to make a vital block at the other end.
Yeah, without a doubt, he's brilliant, a great attitude, and this has been, I suppose, he was one of the lads that's been here with us last year and suffered the disappointment in the trench weekend, and he kind of pushed on again towards this year again. It's been difficult for him. He's been out, I suppose, in terms of being out in a bit of placement at the moment, and maybe not been around the college, but I say he'll get back into it in the new year, in terms of being in there. But yeah, he's kept showing up to his trainings, kept trying to be there on the Mondays as best he can, and I suppose a credit to him too, with I suppose Buncrana being in such a situation with a big game at the weekend. He kept wanting to show out, and there was no chat from him tonight in terms of wanting to pull out, and you know, he contributed on the scoreboard and in full forward, and he has that versatility to move out and contribute around the middle third, and he did that towards the end of the fantastic block.
Yeah, I suppose you look on now, you move on to the trench, which will be in late January, early February. You know, this I'm sure will give the lads a good boost going into, I suppose, what really is the main competition for your team.
Yeah, that's what you hope you do. Trench is a different cattle fish in college football. Tends to be a very tricky cattle fish. There's no form or no form guide kind of to it. It's everything is very on the day. It depends on away venues, home venues. A lot depends on just on the lads in the day. They play a lot of football, the lads, and they'll be in around the time of National League, and when clubs are starting to go back at things again, and a lot of them now too, you know, so over the next maybe 4 to 5 weeks they go back into exams and things like that, so trying to get them out for training a bit tricky. But I suppose having a year under belt and a bit of experience of how it works, we hope to be, I suppose, better prepared for ourselves, and we'll go on and give it a lash. But as I say, it's college football, it's very much on the basis, but all you can do is just ask for the attitude and the commitment that they showed there tonight.